we can find the top of this thing, we'll open the packet.
Right, we're in Sully Hole in the park.
Yeah, what park?
Bruton Park.
Yeah.
That rustling you can hear is a lantern. What are they called?
A Chinese lantern.
Chinese lantern.
The packet.
And Chris is going to describe what we're doing.
We're opening out the Chinese lantern, which is about 14 inches in diameter, the size of a very large pizza, and as high as Fiona's body, from tip of head to about sort of bottom. And it's quite large. In fact, you could probably get in it
although I don't think I will, because you're going to light this thing.
Oh, you don't.
Mind
you,
I could fly though. Then that would be quite fun.
Well, yes. The art of learning to fly, of course, is learning to hit the ground,
throw
yourself at the ground really, really hard,
and miss.
Now, who's got the lighter?
Oh, and that's my phone in the background.
Oh, right. Somebody else want to do it this time?
I'm not doing it.
I want to light it.
You want to light it? Okay.
I'll hold it.
We've also got on this audio booth, we've got James. Hello, James.
Hello.
And Catherine.
Hello.
There you are.
Catherine is Chris's daughter, and James is Catherine's boyfriend. And Noel's here as well. Hello, Noel.
Hello. How are you?
I'm light in the whole
thing. Yeah, and, listen, this is important. Hold it like that, so that it lights, the flame goes upwards.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you do it that way round, you'll get your finger burnt.
I know how to use a lighter, don't
I? Yeah, well, just make it... Oh, this one's lighting... Oh, no, it's not. I was going to say it's lighting more easily than the previous one, but it didn't. She's just holding the lighter to the edge of the... what they call the wick, which is not actually a wick. It's a square piece of flammable material, about 3 inches square, 2.5 inches square, perhaps. The whole of this claims to be biodegradable, and... it doesn't use a metal frame. Metal frames, of course, use hurt cows because they eat them, and they've actually died from them.
Oh.
Some cows have died from them. And
can you go to the other side?
Yeah.
Actually, if we hold it slightly, if we turn it sideways, it'll pick up the flame. Will pick up. See what I mean, Catherine?
Yeah.
So the flame can pick up the whole thing. And then we need to hold it upright so that that it warms up inside.
Just the
and the hot air is.
The bit got really hot.
Oh, right. Just hold it in one place. Remember, the hottest part of the flame is the yellow bit.
Other thing I don't think you said this time is that you filled it with air by sort of.
Flapping
it so that the air went inside so it could
end
up with hot air in it, so that it goes up like a hot air balloon in a minute.
That's right. Well, when we flapped it, it's already full of. After flapping it, it's full of cold air.
Yeah, that's good.
And what it's doing now, the
heating
flame
up.
Is now heating up the air inside.
Is that light? Is James's light still on now?
No,
it's
it
the
off?
Only
that's
light
the
that's on at the moment. You can see the light, can you?
Yeah. That's
the only light that's on is this
that's
flame.
Holding itself now, isn't it?
Yeah,
and not quite holding itself, actually. It would fall down at the moment because it hasn't equalised with the temperature. With the weight of the object. So
keep holding it there.
Just holding it with my finger now. Are you still holding it, James?
Yes.
Oh, you are. Can you just hold it by the bottom and see what happens? You still need to keep holding it after it's ready to go for a while to make sure it's it doesn't just go down. Are you filming it now, Catherine?
No, I'm just taking a few photos because I've never done a lantern before.
Right. James has now got it on his own, and he's just stopping it.
Let
from...
me take a photo of you in the lantern, babe.
James is just stopping it from flying off, and it's just about at the point of being ready to fly off. And I think if James lets go,
you better let it off soon
it's
because
gone,
it's
going up,
and it's going that way.
Yes.
Going off in the air.
Last time it went straight up. This time it's gone that way.
Where's it gone now?
Straight up there,
straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Straight above you.
Yeah, I can still see
it. It's literally above your head now. It's coming back this way. Hang on, can you see it? It's immediately straight up. Sorry, I'm looking at pointing. There you are, that way. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Just about.
Absolutely, immediately above our heads. Oh, slightly to one side.